Fanboy Nation.
This is your pal Daffy Duck, and you're watching.
You're watching.
We're watching. You're watching Fanboy.
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 A fanboy, etc.
Fanboy Nation.
Dad, I assume Tom.
Yo.
That's good to know.
Yes. Calling track and field Olympian. We are on the road to Paris out here in Los Angeles, California. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks.
You know, which events are you doing this year?
Still focusing on the steeplechase. I mainly do the steeple. I sometimes do the 1500, sometimes the 5K. But my main event is the steeplechase.
See, I pole vaulted, so.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I was shot put in discus.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I don't look like a pole vaulter. There's no pole vaulters that look like me. Come on, look at me. I'm a thrower. You know? But that does remind me. What about the Belgium shot putter that was doing the hurdles? You know, she was all over it.
I was just talking to someone who does, I guess he's a jumper and a runner. Did you talk to, not Nick, but Ezekiel?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to talk to him. He's another track athlete as well.
Awesome. You know, track and field, people are like, oh, I've been running my whole life. I could run. Yeah. And then you're like, 1,500 meters. Good luck.
Yeah. My favorite is, I ran it. Like, I told them I'm a professional runner. They're like, oh, I ran. I was on the track team in high school. And I'm always just like,
congratulations.
Cool, yeah. Cool. But I mean, no,
I'm only mentioning it to make it a relatable story. It has nothing to do with my skill set.
No. It is really funny. But I think running is a cool sport in that way where, like, it's relatable. Like, you can be like, oh, like, how fast do you run a mile? And you can tell people, like, yeah, I run a mile in, like, 4:22. And they have, like, a concept for, like, oh, I run a mile in, like, 9 minutes.
Right.
And they can be like, wow, like,
I got laughed twice as fast.
Like, you could run 2 miles in the time that I run 1 mile. And so they can actually, like, kind of appreciate, like, what you do, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, I've interviewed a couple of the actors, not the one with the controversy, but the other ones that have played The Flash.
Okay.
And that's my first question for them is, what's your mile time?
Yeah. What did he say?
None of them had a good answer. Yeah. Like, they were all terrible. Yeah. I was like, you can't be the fastest man in the universe and suck at running.
I mean, you know, they can make anything happen in Hollywood, so.
What was the draw to running? Because, like, I have friends and I have relatives that ran cross country.
Yeah.
And I wrestled and, you know, shot put in discus and, you know, swimming. Like, I understand running for conditioning. I don't understand running from here to there just 'cause. So what's the draw of that?
It is a little weird. I played soccer growing up and I love soccer and I did dance. And then both my parents ran marathons. My older brother is and was a runner. So I think part of it is just like DNA. Like my, you know, I have good genes to be a long distance runner. And so when you find something that you're good at, you tend to like it because you're good at it. You're like, you know, people give you like, oh, like you're good at this. And they'll give you positive, you know, reinforcement because you're fast. And so you're like, oh, okay. Like they say I'm good at this. I should just do more of that, you know? So I started running in high school and people were like, you're good at running. And I was like, oh, I am. Like, okay. Like I'll keep doing that.
You are in one of the foundation post sports, like, you know, wrestling, boxing, swimming, track and field. An Olympic foundational post.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you 2,500 years later to keep this tradition going and in the current most powerful nation in the world?
Yeah, I mean, being part of Team USA track and field, everyone like understands that it is a super big honor to like make that team. I've only been to one Olympic Games and sometimes I like get on myself about like that I didn't make the team in 2021 for Tokyo or like what if I don't make the team in 2024 and you know that I have to just be like, I went to the Olympics for track and field for Team USA. Like, there's so many people that I know who've had amazing careers in the sport who, like, it only happens every 4 years, right? So, like, for whatever reason, they miss the Olympic team because it's so hard to make, and it only happens every 4 years. So it's just, like, it's a, truly a privilege to be able to be, like, I made it line up, and the stars aligned, and, like, I, you know, I actually, like, got to go and represent my country, and I made the final, and I didn't get a medal, but, like, I represented Team USA at the Olympics, and, like, no matter if I never make another team after that, I can always be, like, I did that.
Yeah, because there's so many people that make the Olympics every other week in this country.
You know. Yeah, well, you know, when you surround yourself with such high-achieving people, your standards are, like, your idea of, like, what success is gets totally warped, and you're like, I'm not successful unless I have 10 medals and an American record and, you know, all this stuff, and it's like, yeah, I mean, you have to take a step back and get some perspective sometimes. It's healthy.
Not only did I not set the world record or the Olympic record, yeah, but, yeah. You know, yeah, I get
totally.
It.
So it's all about perspective, but, yeah, I definitely feel lucky to have made the team. I've made five teams for Team USA in Worlds in the Olympics. And it's always just so much fun and honestly just such a great experience. More than like even the race itself is like being around the team, being around such high achieving athletes, even just like in the dining hall having meals together and like learning about how people got to where they are. Everyone has a different path to get there. And so learning from all the other different athletes, I mean, that is probably like the best part of the whole experience, even more than like the competition or the medals or anything itself. It's like just surrounding yourself with just such amazing people.
You know, with everything that's going on now, the Olympics are coming up quick. It's got to be stressful realizing the gravity of not only being Team USA and being in one of the foundational post sports of the Olympics, you know, that date back 25+ hundred years, but you seem relatively relaxed because we're having a party right now. And I know myself, 1 year out from a competition this big, I'd be flipping out. Like, I wouldn't be like, what do you mean relax? Like, how do you relax post-training knowing that we're less than 365 days away?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time and it's a short time, right? Like, it's a whole year away, but then you know that, like, yeah, you have 365 days to prepare for something. The truth is, like, I haven't stopped preparing since the last time we went. You know, it's like, it's not just a year. It's like, I train every day. I take a couple weeks off at the end of the season, or maybe I have to take time off when I get injured. But it's not like, so endurance sports are like, you don't really get like time to just take off. Like, you're constantly training. And so it feels less like, oh my gosh, like this thing is coming, like, a year out, I'm just like continuing to do what I always do. And maybe there's like an extra level of focus or intensity or like intention when you're training, but it's so important to be able to be like, now I'm training, now I'm not training. Like, you can't have the rah-rah-rah like mindset 24/7, 365. You'll like absolutely burn out and like go crazy. So there's like a trick to being like, I'm training kind of all the time for this. First of all, it's not like just a year, but also like you have to know when to train and like when to rest and recover and relax.
Fantastic. Colleen, it's been a great pleasure chatting with you. Where can we find you on social media if we want to connect and follow your Olympic journey?
Yeah, I'm everywhere at Steeple Squigs is my handle everywhere.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thanks, Richard.